Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Location, one admission. We're talking about the Volo Auto Museum. If you haven't been to Volo in the past 3 years, you haven't been there. People know Volo for their collection of 400 vintage cars that span from the early 1900s to muscle cars, TV and movie cars, cars once owned by the rich and famous, but they're more than just cars. Do you know who built the first motorcycle? Was it Harley? What powered it? Check out their Life on Two Wheels exhibit, which displays nearly 100 of the rarest bicycles, scooters, and motorcycles. Travel from the 1840s through the 1970s in their new evolution of transportation and lodging village. See how travel evolved through the different decades, from covered wagons to a groovy VW camper. Walk through an authentically restored 1885 train caboose. See the first snowmobiles. Make a Mickey Mouse toy in their Disney Moldorama. Have your fortune told by Zoltar. Enjoy an animatronic show and so much more. Volo Auto Museum is open daily from 10 to 5. For more info, visit volocars.com.
You don't need to be a car lover to love the Volo Auto Museum.
Wish you were handy around the house? Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench, Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN-TV. All right, we're going to talk about Lost Chicago with Craig Lucassiato. We're going to do that next after the news. It's 3:31. Here is Roger Badish.
Leaders in a Mississippi River town that dates to the French colonial period hope the levee that protects that town can be successfully recertified to prevent insurance cost increases. Amy Barbeau of Prairie du Rocher says the Federal Emergency Management Agency in December gave the town 18 months. Village President Ray Cole says that without certification, insurance costs could increase 10 to 15 times. Authorities in a town southeast of Austin, Texas, investigating a multiple shooting left four people dead, including the suspected shooter. Incident happened at an apartment complex. The dead include a man, two women, and a child. Chicago police say an Uber driver they pulled over turned out to be a convicted felon, had an illegal gun and marijuana on him while driving a passenger's. Officers arrested 41-year-old Chad Pilcher. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Orion Samuelson here, and you know I buy my vehicles from the Gary Lang Auto Group in McHenry because I know I will always receive the best in customer care from their knowledgeable sales associates. Take a look at a sleek new 2016 Buick and buy from Gary Lang, a dealer you can trust. During Gary Lang Buick's Heat is On sales event, take advantage of a no-money-down lease on a brand-new 2016 Buick Encore or 2016 Buick Enclave. That's right, no money out of pocket. Don't just take my word for it. Go to Gary Lang Buick and McHenry, a dealer you can trust. Experience the Gary Lang difference for yourself during Gary Lang Buick's Heat is On sales event now through July 31st. Hurry in while selection is at its best. Visit GaryLangAuto.com and view their entire inventory 24/7. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
Leases are plus tax, title, license, and dog fee. To qualify, credit, see dealer for details.
Get ready for a special offer from Classic Draperies.
I'm John Anthony from Classic Draperies. Do you stay up late at night dreaming about how nice it would be to have beautiful new draperies and blinds for your home? Maybe some 2-inch wood blinds for the office, waterfall Romans for the family room, shears, drapes, and a fancy valance for the living room. Well, your dreams can come true if you call Classic Draperies right now for your free in-home estimate. Dial 773-CLASSIC now and save up to 50% off retail. You don't even have to get out of bed. Just reach over for your phone and dial 773-CLASSIC. The phone number is so easy to remember. We'll bring out beautiful drapery fabrics and exciting design ideas right to your home. Choose your drapes where you use your drapes. At Classic Draperies, we give your windows the treatment they deserve. Now remember, for a drapery shop at home, just pick up that phone and dial 773-CLASSIC today. That's 773-CLASSIC. Call now, 773-CLASSIC.
Hi, this is Steve King.
And I'm Johnny Putman.
And we couldn't be more excited because our first book, A Little More Less, is now available.
It's all about our conversations, photos, and memories from our treasured friendship with the legendary Les Paul.
The foreword is by Duane Eddy, Grammy winner and Hall of Fame member.
It includes personal memories from Charlie Daniels, Doyle Dykes, Tommy Emmanuel, Muriel Anderson, and lots more.
To order, go to WGNradio.com/Les Paul book.
Or you can call 312-222-5073.
And WGN Sports, your Sox and Detroit have a doubleheader of sorts today. They will finish yesterday's suspended game at 1-10 and then follow that up with the fourth game of that series. They're tied at 3-all after 8 innings. Cubs losing in Milwaukee to the Brewers 6-1. They'll play at 1-10 today. And the Chicago Fire lost yesterday 1-0 to New England. Checking WGN traffic. They're still dealing with an accident on northbound I-57 at Halstead and some of the on and off ramps on Lakeshore Drive, mainly on the northern section, are still closed to traffic because of flooding. One of the main ones that is still closed is the on-ramp to northbound Lakeshore Drive at Michigan Avenue. That goes underground, and that is still flooded. We've got the two lanes still blocked on Waukegan between Walters and Shermer Road because of a busted water main, and part of the road has collapsed. So traffic getting by on the southbound lanes. Yeah, that's not a good deal. No. If you're up in that area, that's going to be closed for quite some time. Also, they are closing downtown area already for the Lollapalooza concert, which I believe starts Thursday or Friday of this week. They are already closing all that off so you can get everything set up for that. Your travel times on your area expressways, tollways, and highways right now looking pretty good. There are no major delays out there. A forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. We have a flood advisory until 11 o'clock today, for this morning rather, for Ogle, Cook, and Winnebago counties. And a flood warning until 11 o'clock this morning for Boone, McHenry, and Winnebago. The showers and thunderstorms should continue on and off through this evening. A high near 92 with heat index values as high as 103 in the Chicago area. Sunday night, a low around 74. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 81. Right now, 71 at O'Hare, 73 Midway, 69 Manteno, 72 along the lakefront. 69 is Lake Michigan water temperature. Winds out of the south at 10. Humidity at 96%. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
A quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. Now, you might have stumbled across a very cool website called Craig's Law Chicago, a place to reminisce about the places we used to shop, eat, and play, from the classic stores of Chicago's past, from Polk Brothers Turnstile to the Lockwood Castle and Yankee Doodle Dandy, even the Axel Roller Rink and the Twin Drive. And there are so many memories visiting these vintage places in and around Chicago. And to take us down memory lane tonight, focused on Chicago's lost amusement and entertainment venues, is the guy behind Craig's Lost Chicago. That's Craig LoCasietto. Craig, what's going on, my friend?
Hi, Dave. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back on the show. What inspired you to put together this website? Because it is one of my favorites.
Well, I just noticed that a lot of the places that I grew up going to when I was a child, my parents would take us to, were disappearing one at a time. They were dropping off, and one day I just decided to somehow, I wanted to put something together to immortalize them and remember them by. And so I decided to put together this page just with, you know, old photos and, you know, information about the places that I, you know, remember going to when I was a kid that I have so many great memories from.
It's an amazing collection of photos. Like, when I see some of these, it really does invoke so many memories of having dinner with my grandparents, going to the movies, going to the drive-in. I mean, there's just so many cool things in here.
Absolutely.
Shopping at Chess King. Roger, I know that's where that shirt's from.
Kmart.
Kmart.
Yeah, I've been through Chess King. Yeah. was a Blue Light special, by the way.
But, I mean, you're looking at, you know, there's so many different things about not only the restaurants and stuff, but, you know, the Goldblatts, the Weebolts, the Turnstile. Like, looking at some of these
Littons
and stuff. Littons.
For clothing,
yeah,
sure. Red Hanger Shop.
Look at you.
Yeah.
But this is about, like, amusement. So things that you used to do for entertainment. And the one, the commercial that we bumped in with, did you recognize that one, Roger? The Dispenses Kitchen
Yeah,
Kingdom?
I never went there. The family never went there as a kid.
I remember going to the toy store because it was Dispenza's Castle of Toys.
Castle of
right.
Toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Kitty Kingdom, correct.
I actually went there when I was a parent. There was one out on, I believe, Rand Road near the, it was separate from the Randhurst Mall. It was separate in the parking lot. And I went there as a parent for a first child, but then it wasn't there much longer after that.
Well, Despensa's was in Oak Brook, only in Oak Brook.
No, there was a I remember the castle, the Kitty Kingdom thing out at Rand, but
there was other things too. There was like a Kitty Kingdom, like there was some
another
other stuff
chain.
Yeah, another
yeah,
chain.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
But this Despensa's was open. The store was open in 67. The amusement park opened, I think, what, 75, mid 70s, correct?
Yes.
And then closed in 1984. But I remember going there shopping for toys and going through the music. It was just kind of an interesting experience. But the commercials, I remember watching it through Bozo and Gary Marshall, I'm talking about now, Garfield Goose and Friends and Ray Rayner and stuff. Ray Rayner's birthday today, by the way. He would have been, I think, 97. Just a little tidbit for you. You posted that.
Yes, I did.
Correct, didn't you? Yeah, you posted that. Kittyland, you know, another great amusement park. And, you know, when did you go? Do you remember going as a kid type of thing?
Oh, definitely as a kid. Our parents used to take us there all the time, you know, for a special treat.
Yeah,
special treat. Now, which one, though?
Yeah, you know, there were a couple of them. Yeah.
The Melrose Park one.
That's on First Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, then there was the Holiday Kittyland up near where you and I live on McCormick and Devon.
Which I never went there before. It was like over by like Novelty Golf or something like up in that direction, wasn't it?
Well, it was right on the corner. You know where the movie theater is now?
Yeah.
The empty one? That's that whole area going kind of behind alongside, you know, where there's that senior housing now behind the mall along the canal. That used to be where the train went all the way back there. I remember that because they used to bring the fire engine to the house all the time for birthday parties.
The fire engine.
Yep.
Where is that fire? You know, I went there on the last day and we grabbed all their commercials over the years for the Broadcast Museum. So I went there. No, it was really in like, I think it was New Year's, somewhere around New Year's. And he, I said, where did the fire truck go? And he opened up the garage and that was one of the last things still sitting there.
Oh, wow.
I think he possibly kept that for himself. But I remember going at 5 years old the fire truck came to the house and picked you up. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a seatbelt on that thing.
No.
I think we bounced down River Road all the way there. But I'm going to say it was my, 42nd birthday or something. And there was just one day, and I said, we had two kids at the time, and I said, let's just go, what do you want to do on your day off? I took it off of work, and I said, let's go to Kittyland for the day. Let's go hang out. And it ended up being one of the coolest days because I think there was about 30 other people that joined us that day. And we got there at 10 a.m. and stayed there for like 8 hours. And that was so much fun. Such a retro experience, right?
Oh, absolutely. And for those who don't know, they have the sign from Kittyland is on display at the Melrose Park Library. And they recently just had the train on loan from a museum in Indiana, I believe, has the original Kittyland train.
Yeah.
Was also at the Melrose Park Library on display.
That's cool.
I wonder if the same family didn't own both. The one on Devon and the one in Melrose Park, did they?
I don't believe so.
Because the one on Devon was called the Hollywood Kittyland.
Yeah, and I think that was Kiddyland, wasn't it, Craig?
Yeah, there was a few different.
Okay, all right. I might even actually have some film that my father shot of the Hollywood Kittyland.
Okay.
We took our daughter to the one in Melrose Park because the Hollywood Kittyland was gone by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we took her to the Melrose Park one. Had a great time there.
Craig, do you remember Kittyland? Did you go to there or just Santa's Village? Any of those things? No, none of those. So the Kittyland, and I'm still perpetually angry at the family for doing that. But the not even the same family. Part of the family owned the park, and part of the family owned the property.
Yeah.
And the family that owned the property got rid of it and sold it to Costco. So when I go by there, it just ticks me off.
Mm.
You know, so many memories. I would love to take my youngest kid there. There was Kittyland, and then we were looking at the Axel Roller Rink and the Hub. And I grew up around there. I grew up in Schiller Park, so I remember that it was open. And my mother went there, too. It was 1950. The building's still there, I think, right?
I believe so, yeah. I'm not exactly sure what's there now. But
nothing. The Norwich Theater's closed. That whole thing is a pile of crap that they need to take care of and fix. But it was opened in 1950. It was on 4510 North Harlem Avenue. It was opened as the Hub. Let's see here. It was at the corner. At the corner was the Harlem Outdoor Drive-In Theater. And I remember going there, too.
Absolutely. Our parents used to take us there. And I used to go to flea markets there on the weekends as well as a kid. I used to ride my bike from Norwood Park to the drive-in.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah, drive-ins are a whole other thing here. But the Hub was a supersized roller rink, giant Wurlitzer pipe organ. Skating area was about 275 feet long, and then it became the Axel in 1974. I think it changed ownership, and then it closed, I think, right after when I got out of high school. It was like 85, I think.
Yeah. Maurice Linnell Cookies, another attraction.
Yeah,
right,
was right there.
Basically,
yeah.
Just, you know, recently closed as well.
Yeah. So. But I'm looking at, you know, if you look at the website, folks, it's craigslawchicago.com. Here, I'm going to go through some of the pictures. Chicago Fest, of course, what it was called before the Taste of Chicago.
Which I worked... First, when I worked for Jane Byrne and she started it up, I actually produced one of the first commercials, the one that had when Frank Sinatra was appearing there and the Doobie Brothers. I produced the public service announcement promoting that, and we actually filmed a scene on top of McCormick Place.
How cool was that?
And,
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Can you believe that? Yeah. At Chicago Fest on Navy Pier.
Wow. It,
and where was the very first one? Do you remember?
No. State, was it on stage? Was it one block long?
It was on Michigan Avenue.
Michigan Avenue.
Right
wow.
in front here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's
then they
cool.
moved it to the pier because it became so wildly successful.
You've been around a long time.
I've been waiting.
And by the way, if you've got a memory of a place that you used to go hang out from an amusement perspective that's no longer around and I have a question for Craig, you can call 312-981-7200 or send me a text. Bell's Apple Orchard in Lake Zurich. I remember going out there picking apples.
Yep.
Absolutely. The Chicago Stadium, of course, so many stories about the Chicago Stadium. Here's one that I love, the Mill Run Playhouse in Gulf Mill. That I saw, I think I might have been 10 or 12 years old, and I went with my mom to see Victor Borge there.
Oh, great
and
show.
It was a phenomenal show.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Do you remember going there and see, who did you see there,
yes.
Craig?
Steve Dahl and Teenage Radiation.
Oh. Is that right? By the way, we're going to have Steve Dahl. I know that sounds kind of odd because he's on WLS, but we're going to have him on the show in a few weeks to talk about disco demolition. Actually, next week we're going to have Kevin Matthews on the show, which will be fun. I think he's going to join us for about an hour or so. Roger, who did you see at the Mill Run?
You know, I never went to the Mill Run.
Okay.
We would always go see shows, plays at downtown at the regular theaters. And then musical stuff at Northwestern. That's where my mom would always take us took me as a kid.
Now, here's this one. You remember this one? The Spindle on Cermak and Harlem Avenue in Berwyn? It was the spindle with all the cars stacked on top of it?
Oh, yeah. That was there for a long time.
Why that's gone? And the Cermak Plaza sign is still there. That thing, you know, that's very vintage. But this was cool, man. It's like a work of art. Why did they take it? Do you remember now why
really
they took
sure.
it down?
I'm sure they put something there. In this
was
place.
It an eyesore at some point to the village
possibly,
or something
yes.
like that? Because I can see a Ford Fairmont maybe in there and a Volkswagen Beetle. That's so cool. Let's see here. The New Planet Roller Rink. That was on Racine in Chicago. You have a lot of people that send stuff to you as well.
Yes.
And then Raceway Park and Calumet Park. Now, here's one that brought back so many memories when I saw this picture was the Twin Drive-In in Wheeling. I don't know if you remember that one. It was two theaters. Because in high school, we would go. No, I went there as a kid in the folks' Grand Torino station wagon after the Harlem Avenue one closed. And we would take wraps from our Wisconsin getaway place, our little cottage, and we would throw them in the back of the station wagon. And we'd watch the movies. But in high school, of course, you know, just like everybody else in the drive-ins, we would shove everybody in the trunk. And then we would go see, if we didn't like the second movie at the one theater, we would somehow get to the other one because it was a twin drive-in.
We had Sunset Drive-In up on McCormick Boulevard, which is now, I think, a grocery store, or was
Sunset
a grocery store.
Drive-in?
Sunset Drive-In.
Okay.
Yeah, on McCormick. In fact, there were two on McCormick.
Isn't that crazy? That
yeah.
there were that many in the city?
Well, on McCormick at that time, back we're talking late 50s, early 60s, because they weren't around much longer after that. They sold the land.
Yeah.
But there was nothing but open land there. So, the drive-in movie theaters were great. How about, you were talking about the skating rinks, Rainbow Skating Rink.
Yeah, I saw that in here somewhere. Yeah. Where was that?
That was on Clark. I'm trying to remember now. Clark, it's now a housing complex. It's apartments and stuff. They finally sold that off. But at one time, you could not only roller skate there, but at one point they had ice skating there.
Oh, that's cool.
So you could do both. Yeah. They eventually made the switch over to roller skating, I guess, because the ice skating wasn't making much money.
Craig, have you ever been to the drive-in theater? I'm going to ask you that question.
I've been to a drive-in theater.
Okay, all right, okay.
Not one here.
Cascade is still open in West Chicago, and then the McHenry Outdoor is still open. And I got to tell you, when my kids found out that Finding Dory was coming out, they said to me, well, we're going to go. That's the movie we're going to go see at the drive-in this summer. I love that they want to go there. Because there's still to this day, you go out there, man, you bring the football around, you're meeting your neighbors and stuff. They show all the old commercials. We're going to have that guy actually from the Cascade on because I think he's been open 55 or 65 years. He's been around a long time. But I'm looking at some of the closed drive-ins. There was one in Aurora, the Highlight, and I just got a text from, hold on a second here, from 847. I remember a smaller Kiddyland outside on Harlem and, oh, yeah, Harlem and Irving. There was one over
Kitty
there,
Town,
too.
I believe
it was. A Kitty Town? Okay, so, yeah. All right, okay. Anyone remember the old Candlelight Theater in Summit? Does that sound familiar to anybody?
I remember the commercials.
Yeah. 224 says, we have pictures of the Jackson 5 at the Mill Run. Wow, that's a big name, for, especially for the 70s.
Yeah.
To be at the Mill Run. Here, let me talk into the microphone, everybody. All right, and then so the Aurora Drive-In is there. The Bellevue, there was one in Belleville, Illinois, called the Skyview. I love all the names of the drive-ins.
There was, I'm trying to remember, it was a theater, became a liquor store. It was in a castle-type building in the city on, oh, gosh, I want to say Clark, but I'm probably wrong.
There was one on West Columbus called the Double Drive-In in Chicago.
Oh, you're talking the drive-in. So I'm talking about a dinner theater.
Oh, dinner
place.
Theater.
Yeah, theater place in the city. And I know my wife took our son there, and our son's now 27, so probably took him maybe 25, 24 years ago for something there. I forgot what it, but it's a liquor store now.
Got to find the name. Got to find it.
Yeah.
Do some investigative reporting up there. Have your team do that.
We'll get right out.
There was a drive-in in Cicero. It was probably run by the mob. The Grays Lake, there's an outdoor theater here. Joliet had the Hilltop Drive-In. Moni was on South Cicero, so it was a Cicero drive-in. I love this stuff, man. That these there was hundreds in the state of drive-ins that were here. Which drive-in did you go to, Craig?
The Harlem.
Yeah, exactly. All right, if you got a memory you want to share, 312-981-7200. More with Craig next from Craig's Lost Chicago on 720 WGN.
It's intermission time, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right over to our refreshment center for the most extravagant array of refreshment goodies ever assembled under one roof. Enjoy breathtaking, mouth-watering goodies. Everything from a snack to a delicious full meal.
All right, it's Dave Flyer on 720 WGN. And we're talking to Craig Lucasiato on a trip down the vintage places we used to shop, eat, and play with a super cool website, craigslostchicago.com. Loads of text flying through here. 224, wish we still had the Kino Drive-In in Kenosha that just closed up last year. Also missed Dog and Suds. I think there's only one left.
There's one up north.
Let me get you back on there, buddy.
Highway 12, I think?
It is. It's
in Richmond.
It's on the way to Wisconsin. Yeah.
I knew it because whenever we would go to and from Lake Geneva, we would come back on 12 and pass right past it.
Brian, you're on 720 WGN. Where'd you used to play hockey?
I used to play hockey at Rainbow Arena on Clark Street, just north of Lawrence Avenue. Across the street from St. Boniface Cemetery. I got a lot of relatives over there, too.
very good.
And the other thing, when I would leave the hockey rink sometimes, I'd go get the 22 Clark bus to go north up to Rogers Park. I'd walk past the Kinetic Playground, and that was right, like, on the corner of Lawrence and Clark. And they had nothing but jamming music. And some of the bands that you could see in there back in that day. Now, look, I'm 64, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going back a ways. And, Traffic, John McLaughlin and the Mahu Vision Orchestra, The Who, Led Zeppelin, they all played there. Black Sabbath. I mean,
wow.
It was heavy duty. And,
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, but that was the original Kinetic Playground. Now, I think they put a new Kinetic Playground across the street from the Aragon on Lawrence Avenue. I believe that's still there because that was only happening a few years ago. And but, yeah, I remember that all the time because some of the bouncers that worked there, they'd see me lugging my hockey equipment and hockey sticks and stuff, going to catch that bus, and it'd be ice cold. And they would say, hey, kid, come on in, man, you know, get warm. And they'd allow me to watch the bands.
How cool is that? What a great experience.
It was excellent. It was great.
Thanks for sharing that, Brian. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Susan, you're on 720 WGN. You got the answer for Roger Badish, don't you?
Well, good morning, and yes, good morning, Roger. It was the Ivanhoe.
That's right. You're right. Thank you so much.
The Ivanhoe Theater.
Yeah.
The Ivanhoe Theater, what they put on there later in years. But I remember going there as a kid. My dad worked there as a general manager, and as a kid, we had all our birthday parties in that catacomb, the outdoor garden, and the Sherwood Forest with dancing, and they had a piano bar, and
The magician
Frank Eberhardt was in there. And then the coolest part of it all that made me the Cubs fan I am today is Pat Piper, who was the announcer at Wrigley back then during the day.
Mm-hmm.
He announced the ball games. Have your pencil and scorecard ready during the day.
Right.
And at nighttime, he was a waiter at the Ivanhoe.
No way.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That
and that's how... My dad and him, and we got to, when we were kids, when he announced the ball games, all we had to do was be outside the Cubby Bear at 11:15, and he'd come out of the bar with his sport pepper in his hands and take our hands, and he'd take us across the street.
That's awesome.
And we sat wherever there was a seat for the day.
How cool is that? And you mentioned, too, about magicians. That was really big back in the 50s, the 60s, and early 70s, is these magic clubs all over town.
Yes, and Frank Eberhardt was the magician that performed at the Ivanhoe. I think it was daily, actually. And then actually, I think he did some work at Shulian's.
Shulian's was very big for the magic acts, yeah.
Marshall Brodeen had a place, too. He had a restaurant up in Schaumburg. What was that called, Craig? Do you remember that? All right, somebody's going to have to let me know on this one because we get like a ton of texts. You got it?
It's on there, and I don't recall the name.
All right, thanks, Susan. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Good night.
He had a magic shop at Old Chicago.
Yeah, he did that. And then he had a restaurant, too, at some point, too. Chad, you're on 720 WGN. You have a drive-in that you have a favorite that you used to go to.
Yeah, guys. I grew up in like the Back of the Yards area, but my buddies lived in Cicero, so I was always hanging out with them in Cicero on the weekend. And what we used to do when we was kids was we'd go over to the Bel Air Drive-In. And it was the one in Cicero was called Bel Air, right off kind of like Laramie. And we used to go over there, and we would sneak through the fence. And then no cars used to go in the front, right?
Yeah.
So we would bring sleeping bags, and we would just lay in the front. This was one before the radio thing when they actually had the things you'd have to hang on your window.
Gotcha.
So we'd be able to hear, because you could hear the movie, so we would just sit up in front.
Yeah,
echoing
in the parking lot, you bet.
Yeah, and then we used to get bored, and there was a little playground in front, and we'd go up to the playground, and then my buddy Eddie, I remember one time he got caught climbing up the screen because there was pegs in the screen, so in the middle of the movie, Bloodsport,
oh, nice.
He went climbing up the screen right in the middle of the movie, and everybody started honking. Eddie was a nut anyway, so...
What's there now?
What's
there now? Where the Bel Air was?
I don't know what's over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the last movie I remember seeing there, I think it was like Bloodsport or something we saw in like 87 or something like that. But also with the Rainbow, interesting enough about the Rainbow. Rainbow is obviously legendary classic. I've actually been a DJ in Chicago for over 20 years now, so it's kind of a legendary place. But when they tore it down, they found some interesting stuff underneath. So if you guys can check on that and read about that. But they found quite a few bodies underneath there.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Chicago,
Chad. Yeah,
right. Thanks, buddy, for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, guys. Take it
got a quick update, Dave. We were talking about the Ivanhoe Theater, and I mentioned that it turned into a liquor store. Our good friend Fred Winston says that they had a fire there about 20 years ago, and then it became a Binney's.
Oh, okay.
Store. So he's confirming all that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that. Let's have Fred on the show.
That would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. Here's 847. By the way, we have no breaking news, so I'm just going to keep going.
No. It's hot outside. Let's go on.
It's hot outside. 847 saw Barry Manilow at the Mill Run way back when.
Ooh.
262 Honey Bear Farm in Powers Lake. I do remember that place.
We used to go to Twin Lakes.
Yeah. Honey Bear in Powers Lake. It's like between Twin Lakes and Lake
Well,
Geneva.
If you're going to go there, you won't remember this. Hawthorne Melody Farms.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
Do you remember
package.
That?
Yeah, and it's in his package. I just went through this list. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we went there as kids, and that used to be a milk company. And this was up in their farm. The owner had this huge spread. It was up farther north, and now it's shopping centers and malls and stuff up there now. But we'd go up there, and they'd have animals and Wild West shows and rides.
That's
it was
cool.
A great place. I've got pictures as a little kid
cool.
being up there.
There's a Dog and Suds in Grays Lake and also in Ingleside. That's from 847. Was the River View roller rink mentioned? It had a small practice rink for beginners. It's in there?
It's on the page, yep.
Yeah, yeah. 847, I worked at Kittyland. How they got away with paying us $2 an hour and minimum wage was $3.35. Oh, that's nice. Oh, man.
And there is a page on Facebook for the Hollywood Kittyland, the one that used to be on Devon. It's the employers or employees.
There's a Dispenses Kitty Kingdom page, too.
Oh, okay.
There you can find as well.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Don't forget the 53 drive-in in Palatine. Didn't the Twin eventually go to Four Screens? I don't know. In Wheeling. 847 King's Manor Dinner Theater, and the sister one was by me in Schiller Park. Dry Gulch. Oh, I remember Dry Gulch in Schiller Park.
There used to be another one. It was a dinner theater kind of thing on, I want to say, Montrose. That used to, it would have, you know, the wenches would serve you and the knights would be up there. But it wasn't the horses and stuff. It was very small. And that was very big for a long time.
Happy Days Stables, Montrose and Cumberland. Does anyone remember the monorail ride at Sears downtown? It hung from the ceiling and cost a dime to ride. Wow.
What?
Yeah. The Oasis Drive-In and Unincorporated Des Plaines, 708. That's a motorhome park right now, right? Okay. I lived by Playland in Justice as a small child. What happened to that? It's gone, obviously.
Yes.
It's lost.
Yeah.
The spindle came down. Let's see, what is this one? The spindle came down for a Walgreens. I don't know. Okay. Wow, all kinds of memories. And I was looking at a couple of things. International Amphitheater, Hoot Toot and Whistle Railway in Elgin. Mike Ditka's Willow Lounge in Willowbrook. So you had a bowling alley?
Bowling alley, yeah.
That's awesome. Poplar Creek Music Theater.
Oh, yeah.
847's talking about Aladdin's Castle at the Hip. I remember that one. Putt-putt golf courses.
Aladdin's Castle, that was the gaming?
Yeah.
They had those all over the country.
Yes.
Every mall had an Aladdin's Castle.
We are going to be going right into the great outdoors. Craig, always a pleasure. CraigsLawChicago.com.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll have you back in the fall. All right, buddy.